Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Yud Beis. We are holding on Daf Yud Aleph on Beis. We are at Amar Rava Tashma on the last line of Daf Yud Aleph on Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La'ashalom, Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and we thank Dr. Lander for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So today we're going to be spending the entire Daf on one sugya, and it is a sugya that we started yesterday. We've been talking about Hatfasa bin Adarim, and Rami Bar Chama raised the following shayla. What if a person says, Harei Alai Kibisar Zivche Shlamim La'achar Zrikas Damim? A person says that I'm accepting that this something should be usher to me, like the, or that this loaf of bread should be to me like meat of a carbon shlamim after the Zrikas Dam. So what do we assume? Do we assume that he meant that it should be that it should be usher like a carbon shlamim, or do we assume that he meant that it should be usher like achas Zrikas Dam, that it should be like a carbon after the Zrikas Dam, which is in fact mutter? And the Gemara just qualified and said, no, he didn't actually say all of those words. All he said was that he had a kikar in front of him, and he had such a basar zivche shlamim in front of him, and he just said that harei zeh kazeh, that this should be like that. So that was the shaila. So we're going to have three rayas to try to be poshet this shaila. Then through the third raya, the Gemara is going to go on a little bit of a tangent about trumas lach metoda, the status of those loaves of bread from the lach metoda that are given to a Kohen, and then ultimately at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to suggest that maybe lema kitanoi, maybe it's in fact a machlokas tanoi. My Zoom's not working, so if anyone else has, I don't know why. Okay, so let's begin at the bottom of the page. Amar Rava. So Tashima, let's try to bring a raya about this suffix based on the Mishnah, our Mishnah, that a person could asur upon himself a kikar or anything like that by being matvis, by saying that this kikar should be like nosar or pigul. He says it's kinosar or it's kipigul. Vahnosar pigul la'achas rikas damemu. Nosar and pigul, by definition, follow the zrikas dam of the karban. The shame nosar is only going to be chal after the meat already became mutar la'achila, once you were allowed to eat the meat. The shame pigul is only after you were makriv kol matirim, after hikrivu kol matirav. Only then can you have a shame pigul after the zrikas adam, which is the final matir of the karban. So the hatfas and we can't assume that when he's saying that it should be like the nosar or pigul, that he's being matvis in the isser of nosar or pigul, because you can't be matvis in the isser of nosar or pigul, because that's a davar asr that doesn't come mikawach a person's neder. The halacha is that you can only be matvis b'davar anador and not b'davar asr. So a person can't say that something should be like chazer. Chazer is an automatic isser, it's a davar asr. A person could say that something should be like a karban, because a karban is something that you decided to turn into a karban. That's a davar hanador. So that's what the Ritva points out over here. The Gemara is clearly assuming that you need to be matvis b'davar anador, because the pasuk says ki yidor neder la'ashem. So we darshan ad she yidor b'davar anador hanador. But if you're matvis with something that the Torah itself, thank you very much, thank you. But if you're matvis with something that the Torah itself assers, then that doesn't work. That doesn't work at all to be matvis with something that the Torah itself assers. Oh, you even gave me a nice background. Am I on here now? Maybe I'm in stereo now. I'll just leave this one. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. You're only allowed to be matvis b'davar anadur. You're not allowed to be matvis b'davar asur. Meaning it's ineffective. It doesn't work if you're matvis b'davar asur. So clearly, when the person says that this kikar should be like nosar or like pigul, he doesn't mean that it should be like the isser of nosar or like the isser of pigul, because that would be ineffective. So what he means is that it should be like the kedusha of this meat, like the kedusha of this karban. Well, this karban is clearly something that already had it already had a heter achila. Otherwise, it never would have become nosar or piggled in the first place. So isn't this therefore a way to be poshet the suffik of Rami Bar Chama? Because you see that be ikaro kad matvis, that he's saying that this should be like the meat prior to the zrikas dam, even though right now it's after the zrikas dam. So the Tosfos raises the question that previously we said that if a guy says beferish harei alai kibasar zivchei shlamim lachas zrikas damim, then for sure he's being matvis bedavar heter, meaning that we modified the question of what Rami Bar Chama was. Rami Bar Chama's question couldn't be if a guy says harei alai kibasar zivchei shlamim lachas zrikas damim, because if that's the case, he for sure is trying to say a davar amuter lachas zrikas damim is a davar amuter. No, we said the case was that he had basar zivchei shlamim lachas zrikas damim and he had a kikar and he said zeh kozeh. So the question is, what did he mean by saying that it's kozeh? Did he mean be ikaro kamatfiz, or did he mean in its current state kamatfiz? So if you can say we'll be here by nosar and pigel, he's saying beferish that it should be like nosar and pigel. So that should be the equivalent of saying beferish that it should be like basar zivchei shlamim lachas zrikas damim, where there was no suffik in the Gemara. So how could Rava try to bring a raya from this? So Tulsa suggests that he could be mechalik, that when a person says kabasar zivchei shlamim lachas zrikas damim, he's being ma'arich b'lashono yoser midai. He's saying a lot of extra words, and he's saying beferish that he's being matvis in it l'achar zrikas dam. So then we have to say that must be what he means. That he means that he wants this kikar to be like meat after the zrikas dam, which means he wants it to be davar amuter. But when you just say kinosar kipigal, that's not being ma'arich b'lashono. So there's no need to read into what he's saying. And therefore, when he's saying nosar opigal, that might actually be bi ikaro kamatfis. That might actually be that he's talking about bi ikaro and not what it is right now. So Amar le Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nasan, back in the Gemara, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nasan says back to Rava, don't bring a raya from the Mishnah, because we could reject that raya very easily and say Benosar shal ola, that he says beferish that the nosar of an ola sha'ochalach, that since by a carbon ola nothing changes in the din of the kedusha of the basar after the zrikas dam from before the zrikas dam. The zrikas not matir an ola ba'achila. A carbon ola gets burnt entirely on the mizbeach. It's kula la mizbeach. It's kula kalil. So mela, even in its current state, there's an iser machmas the neder that you made it a carbon ola. So where now it's in the whatever you're being matvis in, the iser is no longer there, then we don't have a raya that be karo kamatvis. If it happens to be a case of a carbonola, so obviously it's going to be an iser. Obviously the neder is going to be chal, and it's going to make something aser, because an ola is aser in its current state and in its original state. But we're still stuck with the shaila, what if he's matvis with basar zivchei shlamim la'achar zrikas dam? So Amar Lei, Rava asks on this dechia of Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nasan. So Rava says, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nasan, im kein, if the Mishnah is really talking about nosar of an ola, if our Mishnah, when we said that saying something is kin nosar, means like nosar of an ola, lisni bibisar ola, let it just say, why does the Tanna have to give an example of hatfasa, that where he's matvis bibasar ola, there's a psul nosar, it should have just given a hatfasa of basar ola stam, you don't need basar ola of nosar. Why do you have to mention that it's nosar? Nosar is totally irrelevant when it comes to a carbonola. Carbonola anyway is aser. From the fact that the Mishnah gives the example of nosar leads you to believe that we're not talking about a carbonola, that we're talking about a carbon shlamim, and therefore we taka do have a raya. So we're back to the raya that you see that even though it's la'achar zrikas dam, that we still assume that you're being matvis in the ikra davar, not in what it is right now. So says Gemara, no, lo mi baya ka amar. Maybe it's written, the Mishnah is written in the style of lo mi baya, that lo mi baya basar ola. You don't need to tell me that if you're matvis bin basar ola, da asr, that for sure the nether is going to be chal and it's going to be asr, da be carbon ka matvis, because you're being matvis on a carbon, and a carbon is clearly a davar anadur, but no sir, pigul di ola itzricha. The Tana needs to teach me that even if you're matvis, your neder in the nosra and the pigul, without the Mishnah being mechadish this to us, salka daita chamina, I would have thought that if you're matvis in nosra and pigul, that's as if you're saying beferish Ki isur nosar, ki isur pigul, that let this be like the isur of nosar, or like the isur of pigul, vavle kematfis bedavar asur, and then on a technicality, the neder would never be chal, because you're not being matfis bedavar anadri, you're being matfis bedavar ha'asur. Nosar and pigul are isurim, they're something that Hashem made asur, they're not something that you made asur, and therefore the neder wouldn't be chal, velo mitzar, so I would think the neder should not be chal. So kamash v'lah, and that's why it comes to be mechadi, to me, that even though you used the word nosar, you used the word pigul, you didn't really mean that you're being matfis on the isra of nosar. You're being matfis on the kedusha of that basar that happens to be nosar or pigul. You're just calling it by what it is, that it is nosar, it is pigul. But that's not what you're trying to be matfis your nether on. You're trying to be matfis on the kedusha of the basar itself. And that's a davar anadur, and therefore, that's going to be a binding nether. So that's why the Mishnah chose the case of Nosar and Pigul to tell me this additional level of Chiddush, but still we don't have a Raya for our Shaila, because the Mishnah could have been talking about a Karban Ola the whole time, and our Shaila, the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama, still stands. If you have Basar, Zivche, Shlom, Lach, Hashrik, Astam, sitting right in front of you, and you have a Kikar in front of you, and you say, Harezeh, this Kikar should be Kizeh. What do you mean? Do you mean like that meat right now, which is Mutar Ba'Achila, or do you mean like the Kedusha of that meat, which was once Asr Ba'achila because it had Kedusha's Karban? So now the Gemara says, let's try a second Raya. Meisve. So if Meisve normally means that you're asking a Kasha. So the way the Rush learns it is, yeah, this is a Kasha on Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Nasan, who thought that we don't have a Raya that be Karo Kamatvis, because I'm going to show you that there is a Raya that be Karo Kamatvis. But that's not really the simple reading over here. The simple reading is that the Rush quotes this as well, that Yesh Gorsim instead of Meisve, Tashma, because Tashma makes a lot more sense over here, meaning we brought one Raya, whether it be Karo Kamatvis, whether you mean to say that it should be like the Basar Zivche Shlamim was, or whether you mean to say like it is now, where it's mutter, and now we're going to bring a second Raya. So Tashma would be the normal way to bring a second Raya. Rav Ramban Ahar writes that we are Goris Meisve, it just means Tashma, because again, we're in Nedarim land, and in Nedarim land, all the rules are different, and the terminology that we use throughout the rest of Shas is a different terminology than we use when we're learning Nedarim. So that's what the Shittim Gretzes quotes from the Ritz as well, that even though it uses the word Meisve, a lot of times we'll find in this Masechta that the word Meisve really means Tashema. So this is such an example. So let's read it as a Tashema, like a second Raya. So we have a Braisa that says as follows, Ezahu Isur Ha'amur B'Torah. What is the Isur Neder that the Torah tells us about? So the Gemara, the Braisa explains that that's only that one way to generate a Neder is through Hatfasa. One way to generate a Neder is just directly, that you take a Neder. But another way to generate a Neder is through our sugya, through the topic, through the methodology of Hatfasa, by associating it with something else. So for example, Amar Hareini Shelo Ochel Basar, that I am accepting upon myself that I will not eat basar today. That's what the Ran points out back in the beginning of the Masechet Daf Beis, that from this brisa the Chori Yavaraya, that there's a neder b'lashon shvua, because shalo ochel is different than konam alai basar. Normally a lashon neder would be konam alai basar. Over here, shalo ochel sounds more like a shvua, less like a neder. So this is a lashon of a shvua, and yet we're saying ezu isra amar b'torah. We're supposed to be describing hatfasa b'neder. We're not talking about shvuas over here. We're talking about nedarin. So you see that the lashon over here is a lashon shvua, and that a neder could be chal even with the lashon of shvua. Then the Ran says, not necessarily so, because it could be that the lashon the Gemara is using is lav dafka, and really you do need to say a lashon of neder, but that's not the Gemara's point over here. The Gemara's point of emphasis and focus is not on the precise lashon that you're using, so the Gemara is being somewhat imprecise. However, he brings the sheet of the Ramban, where the Ramban holds that a neder b'lashon shvua works midin yados nedarim, that just like a yad v'nedarim works when you don't say the entire lashon you're supposed to say, so too, if you say a lashon that's a little bit off, that's a little bit different, like a lashon of a shvua, b'makom, a lashon of neder, it's going to work. So anyway, Amar Hareini Shelo Ochel Basar, I am accepting upon myself that I will not eat meat today, v'shelo eshteh yayin, or I will not drink wine today, Kiyom Shemespo Aviv. Like the day that his father died, the guy who's taking the neder is saying that I'm taking this neder that it should be usur, that it should be, I should be usur to eat meat or wine or drink wine, like the day of my father's death. Or he asks himself in Basav Yayin by being matvis, not Kiyom Shemespo Aviv, but Kiyom Shemespo Rabbo, like the day of the death of his Rebbe. The Rama writes in Yaradeya in Simin Tav Beis that it's a mitzvah this anos biyom shemespo aviv imo, that when a person has yartzeit, the Rama writes the mitzvah is that a person is supposed to fast. In Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger, he cites a Torah Schayim that the makor of the Rama is our Gemara, that the Gemara wants to come up with the case of where is it likely that a person would have accepted upon himself to fast? Oh, Yom Shemespo Aviv, Yom Shemespo Rabbo. That's a likely day a person would have accepted upon himself to fast. Not that it's obligatory, but mitzvah. It's a proper thing to do to fast on Yom Shemespo Aviv. In Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Shinayin Chesiv Dal, it says, how you know Gim Lusanos, Biyom Misas HaChachamim. You have Yom Shemespo Rabbo a little bit in Shulchan Aruch also. That on the days of Misas HaChachamim, there was also a minaga to fast. Or he says, Ki Yom Shenerag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam, that I'm committing to fast like on the day that that Gedalia Ben Achikam was killed. Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that Gimel B'Tishrei is the day that Gedalia Ben Achikam was killed, but really it's not true. On Rosh Hashanah he was killed, it's just they were docha the tightness to Gimel Tishrei because you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but probably he means Gimel Tishrei when he says Ki Yom Shenerag, meaning when we call Tzom Gedalia, so that's what he meant. Or Ki Yom Shereisi Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah, or like the day I saw Yerushalayim in its destroyed state. The Mishabur and Simtavkov Samachal of Sivkat and Dalad writes, Yesh Shakasvu Shemistavra Sheyom Sheroa Adam Tchila Yerushalayim Berchabana Sheyeser Osa Yom Kulo Bebasar Veyayin, that a person's first time seeing Yerushalayim Berchabana, their first trip to Eretz Yisrael where they saw Yerushalayim Berchabana, Yesh Shakasvu, the Mishabur quotes a Kaftar Veferach, that it's appropriate not to eat meat or drink wine. So on the way down to the Kotel, not to stop at Burger's Bar on that day, on the first time that you see Yerushalayim B'Churbana. Remember when we took our kids to Israel, so my kids were very into Burger's Bar and that tkufa. Now they're all on diets or whatever, but they're very into Burger's Bar. So one of my kids said, we went to the holiest place in the world today and the Kotel. You know, so that was the but okay, I shouldn't have said that. So but Amar Shmuel and Shmuel says, maybe they'll give me a commission or something. That's only if he actually had a neder on that day, that it's going to be usur for him to eat meat and drink wine on that day. Meaning he has to be matvis bedavar anadur. So if he's saying that meat and wine should be usur to me today, like the day of my father's yahrzeit, so then it has to be that he's someone who committed to actually fast on the day that his father died. That's a big discussion in Poskim about what is the right thing to do on a yard site, because nowadays it's much more popular. People have yard site su'udos, or they make a ticket in the morning in the shul. People do things like that. So where does that come from? Is it better to fast, or is it better to have some sort of su'udo? So we already made the case that a person should fast. The Shlach Kadosh also says that it's a minig yafa lis'anos on yom shemespo rabo mufak, because a person is chayiv b'kvod rabbo, and the Eli Rabbo also quotes it. He says yesh l'gam gemelzeh, because the reason for the tainus is not mishum kavod, it's mishum sakana, that we assume that yom shemesvo aviv is just a day of bad mazel for that family. So you fast, you know, as a member of that family, one fasts on yom shemesvo aviv. Other poskim say that which we fast is the zikaron of the yom aninus and the tzara of the day, and that's mishum kibud aveim, that you're chayiv to be mechabed them la'achar mosam, so you're recalling just how sad you were back on the day that Mespo Mespo Aviv. Or it could be that it's a kapara for Aviv Imo. So we have all these different possibilities. It could be that it's based on mazel, it could be that it's based on kavod, or it could be that it's based on kapara. In the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Vav, Sim Kuf Lamed Hei, he quotes from the Sefer Shara Muna, in the name of the Sefer Chesed LaAvram on the Mishnayos in the Akdama, Kishero Tzadik Adar Hatashus Koach Shebo Liolam VaAdar Chalosh Umismait VaHolech, that when they saw how weak people have become, Ve'in BeKochem Klal Lisanos Ulasagif Eskufam, and people didn't have any Koach anymore to fast, so instead they Alkenim Lichu Eitzel Zebelo Atainis VaAdar davar hashav lekol nefesh l'kayim biyom yartzei mitzvas tzedaka v'achnasas orchim b'chaburas anashim yachad l'su'uda ba'achdus v'reyes. Why did it shift from fasting to su'uda? You want to do mitzvahs on the day of a yartzei. If you can fast, that seems to be the most appropriate thing to do. But there were times that people were starving, people were shvach, people were working very physically demanding jobs. It was very difficult for people to fast. They were not in the best of health. So for a person to fast would have been dangerous, would have been very difficult. So if you have a difficult time fasting, so you do other mitzvahs. You do achnasas arachim, you put a suda together for other people. You give a lot of tzedakah. You do things like that. A lot of times people nowadays, well, they'll sponsor shiurim and things like that. They'll be marbitz Torah. They'll do other things as a tikkun, meaning that is assuming that the purpose of the fast is l'kapara, that you're trying to do things that will be a kapara or an iloy neshama. If it's about recalling the tzara, so then fasting is unique in the sense that it gives you a sense of tzara. Things that give you a sense of joy don't really help recall the tzara. If it's about the mazel, okay, then maybe there's room to argue that the mazel also makes sense, that you're doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim to sort of change that mazel from a mazel ra to a mazel tov, to a better kind of mazel. So anyway, this is the b'risa. The b'risa tells us, how do you take a neder, how you matfis b'neder? You say that it should be like the day, shemes po aviv, shemes po rabo, shemes po shenarag bo gedali ben achikam, as far as an issur to drink wine and eat meat. So heichidami, what case are we talking about over here? Lav kagon dekoy b'chad b'shabat demispe avua. L'choru, we're talking about a case where the father died on a Sunday, on the first day of Nisan, let's say. And on that day, he asked himself on a one-time basis from eating meat and drinking wine. Meaning not every year. He took upon himself that year, that first year, that he's not going to eat meat and drink wine. And then years later, it happens to be Yom Rishon, it happens to be Sunday on Echad l'Chodesh. I don't know why Sunday really matters, but that's what the Ran keeps saying. Tulsa says it doesn't make sense. Day of the week has nothing to do with the yard site. It should really be all about the day of the month. Okay, but the Ran keeps saying that it's Sunday on Echad l'Chodesh, Nisan, and he wants again to asr himself in Basar and Yayin. So he says, Yehei Yom Ze Alai Ki Yom Rishon Echad l'Chodesh Nisan, like Yom Rishon Echad l'Chodesh Nisan. And that's what the Bryce is saying, that the Hatfas is going to be worked, the Neder is going to be Chal. V'yaf gavdi iko tuvachad b'shabbat ha'teira. Even though there are many days that are Sundays that are Echad b'Nisan, where he never asked himself in Basar v'Yayin, meaning all these yartzeit passed since the day that his father died, and he didn't ask himself in Basar v'Yayin. V'katani asr, and yet we still see the Neder is Chal, that it's going to be asr. Meaning a guy comes on a certain date, let's leave out the Sunday part, the guy comes on Echad b'Nisan, his father died on Echad b'Nisan 20 years ago, and he fasted that first yartzeit, and the intervening 18 years, he didn't fast at all. And he says, on Echad b'Nisan, this should be like Echad b'Nisan. Which Echad b'Nisan does he mean? Does he mean the last 18 of them? Or does he mean that first one? So we say that it's Asr. He means that first one, that he's not allowed to eat basr, he's not allowed to drink wine. So Shmamino b'Ikaru matviz. So you see that just like when you say, so we go back to the very first one. So too in our case, where a guy says that this should be like Basar Zivchei Shlamim, does he mean that it should be like the Basar Zivchei Shlamim as it is right now? Or does he mean what the Basar Zivchei Shlamim was before the Zvikastam? So you go back to the Iker, you go back to what it was, you don't look at what it is right now. So that seems to be the second Raya. So says the Gemara, not a Raya. That the Shmuel Hachi Yitmar, what Shmuel meant to say is that Omer Shmuel Vusha Nadruba, Shmuel is not talking about a person who only on that one day that his father died asked himself in meat and wine. We're talking about every yard site he asked himself in meat and wine, and there were no days that were mutter on that date that his father died, and that's why that fasa is going to be work, and the neder is going to be chal. So you can't bring a raya from here because it could be that he's matfis, that normally when you have something that has heter and iser, you're being matfis in the current state of heter, like Basar Shlamim, which right now Lachas Rikastam is mutter, and could be you're looking at it at what it is right now. The Rush and Tosos raised the question that why can't he mean Echad B'Shabbos, Echad B'Nisan like Kodem Shemes Aviv, meaning maybe he means he's going back that far, that he's saying that today should be Basar Nyayin, should be not like all the yard sites have had since then, but like Kodem Shemes Aviv. So that's so they suggest that it's not Shaykh. Why would he? It doesn't sound at all that even Kiyom Shemes Bo Aviv, it wouldn't be, meaning he never, it was never his yard, it was never a yard site for him before his father died. He wouldn't say Kiyom Shemes Bo Aviv on a date that predates the father's death. So clearly this is what it means. Now the Ran points out that our Gemara sort of stops short. It never really explains the answer, because according to the answer of the Gemara, that he's Nader Uba Me'osa Yom Ve'elach, so what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Meaning the guy has a Neder that every single yard site he's not going to eat meat, he's not going to drink wine, he's going to fast, let's say, every single yard site. Then one year on the yard site he says, this should be like I observe, or even when it's not yard site, one day he says, today should be like a yard site. Obviously that means that he's going to fast if he fasts every single yard site. What's the Chiddush? What would the Braisa be teaching me? So the Ran says the sugya stops short. It doesn't finish the story. It doesn't tell us what the Chiddush is. So he points out that the Gemara Masechta Shavuos finishes the story. The Gemara Masechta Shavuos on Daf Chaf and Beis tells us that the Chiddush is in the other din that the Braisa says. That when you're Matvis Pitzom Gedalia Ben Achikam, where you're Nodav Ba'osra Yom, where there's a tzad to say that the Hatfasa shouldn't work because there's an Isra Achila that is not a function of your Nedar, because it's Tzom Gedalia, it's also for everybody. So Kamash Mulan, that we're Mefaresh, that you intended to be Matvis with the Isra that came about through your neder, meaning if you yourself took a neder not to do certain things on Tzom Gedalia, we assume that when you say this should be like Tzom Gedalia, you don't mean like Tzom Gedalia the way the whole world observes it, which is a Dover Aser. You mean like whatever additional restrictions you accepted upon yourself, which is a Dover Anador. Furthermore, the Ran says, it could be that the Chiddush is that even though it's not really like a carbon, because a carbon's Aser to everybody, whereas Yom Shemes Bo Aviv is only your personal neder, it's still considered to be matfis bidavar hanadar. So that is the second raya and the rejection of it. Now we move on to the third raya. Again, we're trying to be poshet the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. You have a kikar in front of you, you have basar zivcheshlam lachas rikas dam in front of you. You say, let this kikar be like that, be like this piece of meat. Do you mean like this piece of meat was when it was aser, or like this piece of meat is now that it's mutter? Samar vina toshima. We'll bring a raya. There is a Mishnah we're going to have in tomorrow's daf, that if a person asks on himself someone else's food by being matfis b'davar asr min haTorah, the hatfas is nachal, right? The guy says, masha ochum should be like kichalas aron, should be asr to me like the chalas aron, meaning like the hafrashas chala that you give to a kohen, ukitrumaso, or like truma that's given to a kohen, then mutter. Then he's allowed to eat his friend's food because he's being matfis in the Dover Asr in the Torah. And in order for Neder to be Chal, you have to be Matvis B'Davar Anadur, and not B'Davar HaAsr. Even though by Chala and Truma, even though it's a Davar, you know, it's a little closer to a Davar Anadur, because it's true that it's a Davar Asr, but the Isr is only Chal by you being Koreshem. So that's what the Rishonim point out. Why is that not considered a Davar Anadur? Isn't that just like a carbon? A carbon is also Asr in the Torah, once you're Koreshem carbon, once you identify this animal as not just a regular animal, but as a carbon. So once we identify part of your dough as challah, so it now becomes a davar aser, but it came about through you identifying it as such. But for whatever reason, the Mishnah assumes that it's considered a davar ha'asur and not a davar hanadur. So says the Gemara, we gave examples where your matvis bechallah and betruma. Ha-ketrumas lach metoda aser. But it sounds like if you're matvis with trumas lach metoda, the part of the carbon toda, the loaves of bread of the carbon toda that are given to a kohen, then you would not be allowed to eat from your friend's stuff, because trumas lach metoda are apparently considered a davar anadur, and you could actually be matvis in neder. The neder could actually be chal. But for trumas lach metoda, the achas rikas damim hi. Trumas lach metoda, you're only mafresh to the kohen after the rikas dam, because only then do they become mutar ba'achila. So if the it's meduyik from the Mishnah, they could be matfis b'trumas lach metoda, even though that fasa is only after the rikas dam, when the kikar is already mutar ba'achila. So it must be that be'ikaroka matfis, and therefore we could be poshet the suffik of Rami Bar Chama. What you're saying is that I want Kikarze alai, or your food should be alai, like Trumas Lach Metoda, meaning like the Lach Metoda before the Zrikas. stam, when they were still aser. So you see that that's what you mean, that you're not biyikaru kamatvis and not bidahashta, not in what it is right now. So ema, no, the Gemara says that no, maybe when the Mishnah says trumaso, it's to be mimayet, it's to exclude a case of being matvis kitrumas halishcha from that which they are torim, the gizbar is torim from the machsa shekel that were left in the lishcha, and they put in special boxes that were designated for the machsa shekel. That's aser. That would be the hatfasa would be chal, because that comes mikoach of persons being makdishit, and now it's called and therefore it's called the davar anader. But in that case, it's a davar anader now, just like it always was. So you can't bring a raya. I mean, you're making the wrong diuk. Don't make a diuk about trumas lachmei toda. The Mishnah gave an example of if you say that something should be kechal sal aron or kitruma, that's matzvus b'davar asr, and therefore the neder is not chal. It's going to be totally mutter. So what's the diuk to make? The diuk to make is, had you said it should be kitrumas halishcha, then the neder would have been chal. Then it's going to be asr, and that has nothing to do with our discussion, because trumas halishcha never goes through a change. It was asr. It is asr. So it's a valid neder in such a case, and it has nothing to do with our shayla. So ask the Gemara, if from the Mishnah we see trumaso, you're only being mimait, being matvis b'trumas halishcha, aval trumas lach metoda mai. So what are you trying to tell me about a person who's matvis b'trumas lach metoda mutter, that it would taka be mutter, that the neder is nachal? Well, listeni lach metoda, let the Tana say that you're matvis b'trumas lach metoda. Why doesn't the Tana give that example? Meaning the Tana said that if you're matvis b'truma, if you're matvis b'chalas aron, then it's mutter. But if the halacha is that even when you're matvis b'trumas lach metoda, it's mutter, give that example also, and we'll figure out a kal v'chomer, or give only that example, and we'll figure out a kal v'chomer that matvis b'trumas mutter. Because if matvis b'trumas lach metoda, which is bi'ikaro davar asr machmas neder, and afal pikein, we consider it like you're being matvis in its current matzav, where it's not asr machmas neder, then kol shkein trumaso, then kol shkein truma, which was never had its sad nadur, where it was always a davar asr, that for sure is going to be the neder's not going to be chal. That for sure is going to be mutter. So from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that you matvis b'trumas lach metoda, that that's going to be mutter, we have a raya that it holds that matvis b'trumas lach metoda is going to be aser. Because if it were true, it would have been mentioned in the Mishnah, because that would have been the better way to express it. So it says, we're going to haka mashmalan, trumas lach metoda, trumasohi. Really, the Mishnah, it is written in the Mishnah that you matvis b'trumas lach metoda, that it's mutter. Because trumas lach metoda is included in the word truma. When the Mishnah said the word truma, it didn't just mean regular truma. It meant truma including truma slach metoda, all types of truma, including truma slach metoda. Or another rejection, vi'i ba yisema, truma slach metoda nami kodem zrikas damim hu. Truma slach metoda is shaykh to happen before the zrikas dam. Kagon dafreshinu belisha. Like, for example, if you were mafresh the truma slach metoda when it was still a dough, before it was baked, before the shechita, before the zrika, and therefore because the shechita was done after the afias halechem in the tanur, that's what the Ran points out. So if you were mafresh the truma slach metoda before the bread was ever baked, it meant that you were mafresh before the shechita and the zrika, and therefore if you're medayik, even if you're medayik from the tana that mafresh with truma slach metoda is aser, you can't prove that any time you're matfis by something that right now is mutter and was once aser, that the neder is also going to be chal. Because we could say that it's only if you're matfis b'trumas lach metoda where the hafrasha happened before the zrika, the neder is going to be chal. Because then it would remain consistently aser the whole time. But maybe had you been matfis b'trumas lach metoda liachar the zrika, then in a chinami it would have been mutter. So even though matfis b'trumas lach metoda stam, the neder is not chal, the Tana doesn't tell us about matvis shumilach metoda mutter, because it's not always true. Sometimes matvis shumilach metoda is going to be aser, depending on whether it's shumilach metoda before the zrika or after the zrika. So the Gemara now just brings a raya. Once we're on this tangent about the shumilach metoda, the Gemara is just going to bring a raya that sometimes the taka would be mafresh the truma while it's oda be'isasa, while it's still a dough before they got around to actually baking it. The chihada amar Rav Tovi bar Kisna amar Shmuel, like Rav Tovi bar Kisna taught us in the name of Shmuel, lach metoda sha'afan ba'ar b'chalos. You have lach metoda, that meikr din, you're supposed to make 40 loaves of bread. 10 loaves of each type, right? There are four types of bread, and you're supposed to make 10 loaves of each type. But you instead made four very, very large loaves. So you made, you took all that dough, and you made one large loaf of each min. So yatza, you yotze, b'di'evet, you yotze yichiv. You made like a chasana challah, like a chasana kala challah or something, instead of making little challah rolls like you were supposed to make. So you made one large, 10 times the size of what it was supposed to be. So ask the Gemara, how could it be that if you bake lach metoda in four challahs, you yotze, vaksiv, the pasuk says, arbayim, it says you need 40. Says more, yeah, the mitzvah. That's mitzvah minimumcha that you need to have 40 baked loaves. But to be yotzi, but yeah, then it's good enough to only have four. That every challah has the shear of eser challos. So asking more about bayu lemishkel truma, but you have to be mafresh truma from each min to give to the kohen. How could you be mafresh truma from only four loaves? V'chi teimet the shakil chada rifta al kula. Maybe you can say that you're mafresh one challah, one truma challah for all the challos v'atnan. But you can't say that because the Mishnah tells us in Masech. When it talks about the dinim of a carbon toda, that we learn from the fact that it says by the lach metoda, it says echod mikol carbon shloyitom likarbon al chavero, that you need to be mafresh a truma from each type of bread. So you can't just take one of your gigantic loaves and say, okay, that's for the kohen to be mafresh that. Oh, maybe you're going to come up with a different etza. You're going to say, okay, I have these four giant loaves of bread. I'll just cut off the end of each one, and that's going to be the truma that I give to the kohen. The end of each loaf of bread. But we have a mission that says you can't do that either, because echad shelo yitol prusa, that you have to give a shalem, that a prusa is not good enough. So how could you be mekayim the mitzvah of a freshes truma slach metoda? What's the only way you could do it if you made only four loaves of bread? Ella dafreshinu belisha, that you mafresh the truma slach metoda from each min when they were still when they were still a dough. So you cut off a piece of the dough, and therefore by the time you baked it, it was a full loaf. Deshakel chad mechametz, where you take 1/10 of the dough that was chametz of the lach. 10 of the 40 were chametz. The chadam in chal, right? Because it was chametz. That's why we don't say mizmor l'soda on erev Pesach or on Pesach itself, because you couldn't bring a carbon toda on Pesach because there's chametz in the carbon toda. So most carbonos mincha were matzah; they were not chametz. But a carbon toda was unique in that 10 of the loaves were chametz. So you take one from chametz, v'chadam in chalos, and one of them from chalos which was mixed with shemen, v'chadam in rikikim, and one of them which was another type of bread that was called rikikim, it wasn't mixed with shemen, but shemen was smeared on it. V'chadam in revucha, and one was from revucha, from that the solus was mixed with shemen like the chalos, but the amount of oil was double the chalos and the rikikin. So that's what they call revucha, and the extra dough that was left from each, once you were mafresh, you would bake as one large challah, and that's the case where you have four large chalos, and that's how we see that there is such a thing of trumas lach metoda. That's taken before the heter achila, before the shechita, before the zrika, because it's done before the bread was even baked, and the shechita and the zrika only happens after the bread is already baked. So you see that there is such a thing, and that's why our Mishnah doesn't talk about being matvis betrumas lach metoda. The Mishnah doesn't want to talk about such a case because it's not a consistent case. Sometimes trumas lach metoda means something that right now is mutter but used to be aser, and sometimes trumas lach metoda means something that was consistently aser the entire time. So yeah, maybe we'll stop there. Leima katanai, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow. Okay.